Welcome to Atwaters. What can I get you?
Here at Atwaters on Belvedere Square, they brew a lot of coffee, serve a lot of pastries, and the customers talk about anything. But Val Serrani and Amy Brown, who are both nurses, want to talk about something a lot of people want to avoid.
It is a deaf cafe, and it focuses on promoting the idea that life is finite.
You're a palliative care nurse. You deal with a lot of patients. What can the people who attend this cafe learn from your patients?
Well, I think that there is a lot of misconceptions about death and dying in general. We are surrounded by the notion of death every day. And the other day, I was actually stopped at a light. And in front of me, it was a locksmith truck. The tagline on the back of the truck was, "Drive safely, we do not have a key to heaven." And I said, oh my God, there it is again. You know, death surrounds us all the time. And, you know, after the Civil War, we know that the focus on death and dying and the extreme loss really changed how Americans in general view death. And there became more fear involved. And, you know, I guess the premise of the Death Cafe is to really bring people together to talk about death and dying, talk about their own experiences, or, you know, maybe lack of knowledge that maybe another participant can basically help that individual and, you know, come to a different understanding.
How much of the conversation focuses on the five stages of death and dying, the Elizabeth Kubler-Ross? If I remember my psychology class from college and my social studies class from high school, that was it anger or denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance.
Very good.
I get it right? Yes. How much of that how much of that discussion focuses on that?
There's really no agenda for the conversations that will take place. We don't have an agenda. We may start with some icebreakers or some opening questions, but if someone wants to bring up Dr. Kubler-Ross and her five stages of grief, that's fine. If it never comes up, that's fine too. There's no agenda with what we plan on discussing.
Are you looking for some kind of a follow-up to this? Are you trying to create a new support group? I mean, is that what you're trying to do here?
The Death Cafe isn't a support group. It's not a bereavement group. But it's a gathering of individuals with some interest in the subject. So we're hoping, and I haven't discussed it with Amy yet, but I'm foreseeing maybe every other month, like a bi-monthly kind of event. We've had a tremendous amount of response so far, and we'll see how it goes.
The Death Cafe takes place Saturday afternoon at 4 at Atwaters on Belvedere Square. In North Baltimore, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.